Welcome to Module 2, where we will be discussing at length the concepts of credibility and influence. Today's lesson, Lesson 1, is all about the brand map, which will help you understand where you are today in your career, in terms of your personal brand, and how personal branding is the intersection of credibility and influence. We will discover where the gap is that causes careers to stall, and this is something I've seen over and over again. I will show you why investing in your personal brand will create the power to propel you forward, amplified by acquiring a mountaintop perspective of your career. We all know what an intersection is. It's the place or point where two or more things come together. We face all kinds of intersections throughout our lives. But the question for you today is, what is more important for your career, your credibility, or your influence? Let's talk about credibility to start with. First of all, credibility is absolutely key to our careers. We all know this. We understand that credibility is a collection of talents, skills, experience, and it's the overall belief that you really can deliver results. Credibility is the prerequisite for trust. What we've done in our careers is we actually show people that we have translated potential into results, and doing that repeatedly makes people trust us, and that trust is the basis for credibility. We all understand credibility. When I talk to people, people have no reason to have a second thought about credibility. However, talking about credibility is like only seeing half the picture, when what we really need to do is see the entire picture, and that's why I want to discuss with you this concept of influence. Influence is the other half of the story. This is where I begin to see career stall. It's where people are so focused on credibility that their influence becomes limited. So what do I mean by influence? Well, influence is simply having the power to sway others, to sway them in a direction you would like them to go. Opportunities for influence happen frequently. It happens in meetings. We have one-on-one influence. We must influence through presentations, through emails, through virtual communication. Influence is anything that we try to do that sways people to move in a certain direction. So how do we put all this together? When clients had answered a set of questions about personal branding, I mapped out where all of these clients were, and I realized that there was an intersection of credibility and influence, the ability to influence. And I call this the brand map. I want to take you through the four quadrants. I made this very simple to understand, and as we go through this, please think about where you might find yourself. The bottom axis is credibility, and the side axis is the ability to influence. Too many credible people have limited influence, and that's what I want to help you avoid. So let's talk about the quadrant on the upper left. High influence, low credibility. People who are in this quadrant typically have lots of talk and little action. They tend to be very outgoing in their approach. They sometimes can be short-lived. People tend to move them from department to department. People who find themselves in this particular quadrant usually don't mean to be stuck in that quadrant. Usually their passion gets the best of them. They're just so vivacious that they don't realize how many times they're overpromising and under-delivering. These are sometimes folks who are young in their careers or new to a department, and they simply haven't had the time or experience yet to understand how things work in the area. Let's talk about the bottom left-hand quadrant. This is where we have lower influence and lower credibility. Now, people who are in this quadrant tend to be in the established stage, the early stage of their careers, which I will talk a little bit later in one of the future lessons. They tend to be new to the organization, and they're still learning. And this is usually a temporary stage. They don't have to worry about it quite as much. The one that worries me the most, though, is the second category of people I find in this quadrant. These are the ones who are halfway up the influence continuum and halfway up the credibility continuum. Once I hear these stories about these people, I typically find out that they're the ones who put forth a tremendous effort at some point in their careers, and they went all out, but got a bit burned with a proverbial hand slap, and then proceeded to retreat into their tortoise shells, muttering to themselves, having thoughts like these, consciously or unconsciously, you know what, I'm not going to take a chance anymore. I'm going to do my job, bide my time, and just wait it out. Thoughts like these may cause some of them to reach less high and with an understandable lack of inspiration, where they end up living a safe existence in boring careers. That will take a toll on you if that's the place where you find yourself. And later we'll talk more about what you can do. Let's take a look at the far right hand side. Low influence and high credibility. This is a strong category. These are the people who have high credibility and are able to sway others. But here's the concern. When you have high credibility but low influence, the organization is missing out on brand you. And this is where I see a lot of people get stuck. So ask yourself, if you've applied for a job once, twice, maybe even three times, then it might be a sign that you are here with high credibility and low influence. There is good news, though, and that is that of all the quadrants, this is the one where you have the biggest opportunity for change. People will find themselves sometimes frustrated, concerned, and unsure. But when we talk through the strategies of how to actually make a direction shift and make a change in your life, make a change in your career, then they absolutely start moving in the right direction. Then, of course, we go to the quadrant that's on the high right, brand power, high ability to influence, and having high credibility. You're moving up. You've built that brand equity. You have brand power, and this is the place for you to celebrate because it is exactly where you want to be. So here are all the four quadrants together. Take a look. When you're in that top left-hand quadrant, what I want you to think about is the high influence and low credibility. If you find yourself there, then you need to be more purposeful about your language. If you find yourself in the lower left-hand quadrant, low influence and low credibility, then look for opportunities to be challenged. You are not doing yourself any good, nor the organization, if you find yourself just staying at the status quo. Look for a different responsibility. Look for a different opportunity. If you're on the bottom right, the low influence and high credibility quadrant, then be bold. This is where you have the opportunity to go through the steps we're learning about in Breakthrough Branding to improve your skills. And when you're at the top like this with brand power, be ready to move forward. That's exactly where you want to be. But when you look at all the four quadrants together, what do you see? What I want you to notice is that there is a space on the right between brand power and the bottom right-hand quadrant. That big space you see on the right is now what I have come to call the gap. This is where someone has applied for a position repeatedly and are hearing people say things to them like, oh, you're not quite ready. You just don't have that it factor. We need to work on your executive presence. Well, what happens in effect is that people get stuck. They get stuck there, and that's the frustration level that I was talking about earlier. They are stuck in a place where they know they have credibility, but they don't understand why they can't seem to move up the grid. And this is exactly part of why I developed this brand map. So I could physically show, graphically show people this is where you are, and all of a sudden the light bulb would come on. As one of my coaching clients just said to me recently, I am stuck in the brand map gap. Well, the good news is that you can find your way out. You see, sometimes we need help finding our way and we don't even know it. And that's part of why I've used the compass as an analogy. The good news is that we can change. That's what I want you to hear me say loud and clear. We can change. It does not matter what quadrant you may find yourself in today. We can change. With effort and intention, we can shift where we are. I had a young gentleman come up to me at a corporate learning center just recently. And after looking at the brand map, he said, wow, I'm so glad you shared that with me because I am in that top left quadrant where I have high influence but low credibility. I just realized that that ability to influence is what has propelled me in my career to this point. But that's not going to last forever, is it, Kim? And I said, no, it's not. He said, I'm going to focus all of my energies now on building that credibility. And he was spot on. So for some reason, this brand map seems to give people insight about where they are, and I hope it does the same for you. The real question is, do you want to shift where you are? And that's the question only you can answer, my friend. Do you want to shift where you are? So here's my suggestion for you about action. Print out the brand map and mark where you are today. Take a look at some of the guiding questions that I provided to help you identify where you are on that brand map, and then do the work. I suggest that you actually find a professional photo of yourself, cut it in half, and post it where you can see it as you go through this breakthrough branding journey, and let it serve as a reminder that there are two sides to your personal brand. Don't settle for half the story. I look forward to seeing you in Lesson 2 as we continue this conversation.